I want to try to speak for just a few moments here on a subject that I believe that most every one of us deal with, that we struggle with in our lives. It's one of the greatest virtues listed in the Word of God that we can attain in this mortal flesh, and yet it's one that I would imagine that every one of us would say that we have a great struggle with. You say, what is that virtue, Brother Martin? That's patience. My wife laughed when I preached this message for the first time. She said, don't laugh, Jana. You are preaching on patience. I said, it's in the Word of God. I got to preach it. Amen. But patience, the word patience is used 34 times in the Bible. All 34 times are referenced in the New Testament. Go figure. Amen. The Lord knew what we were going to need. Patience has a few different definitions. I want to give those to you real quick. And they're all touched on in the Scripture, these different definitions. It says the suffering of afflictions, pain, toil, calamity, provocation, or other evil with a calm, unruffled temper. Second one says endurance without murmuring or fretfulness. Boy, that's tough, isn't it? We start thinking about it. And this really is. How many of you, let's just get honest, how many of you would say, I really struggle with this thing about patience, Brother Martin? I put both hands and both feet up. Amen. It says the act or quality of waiting long for justice or expected good without discontent. Tough. It says also perseverance, constancy, and labor exertion. And then it says the quality of bearing offenses and injuries without anger or revenge. It says patience may spring from constitutional fortitude, character, heroic pride, or Christian submission to the divine will. James chapter 1, it gives us a little view here of what God says about patience, and this is so powerful. James chapter 1 and verse 1, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That's a pretty powerful verse of Scripture there. God says that patience has a perfecting work in our lives, if we would allow it to have that work in our lives. A perfecting work. And there are some things, as we're going to look at for a few moments here, there are four things that I'm going to give you this morning that are perfected only by and through patience in our lives. There's no other way for them to be perfected. It has to come through patience. And by the way, notice the last couple words there in that verse. He says, wanting nothing. When we become perfect and entire through patience, then we don't have all these wants and all these desires and all this if we would just simply have patience. Man, I'm getting ahead of myself here, but that friend of mine that took his life, 36 years old, took his life. We went to church together, served in church together, married, had three children. If he could have just been patient, things will work out. Amen. But our lack of patience causes us to do a whole lot of things that we ought not do. Let's have a word of prayer, and then I'm going to give you a simple little thought, the perfect work of patience, okay? Father, thank you for the privilege to be able to be here today. Thank you for this good church and this good pastor, Lord. Thank you for the representation of this time of the year. Lord, as we recognize and focus even more on our Savior, Lord, and His coming to earth, and Lord, what He came for, I pray that it would be ever before our thoughts and our mind and our hearts today. Lord, help us with this important virtue that each and every one of us need to develop in our lives, and God, that needs to be a part of our lives. Lord, would you help us to learn how important it is to develop this thing of patience. God, strengthen us through your word, through the power of your truth, and the power of your Holy Spirit, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Grab your Bible there and look with me, if you would, real quick, at Luke chapter number 8. Luke chapter number 8. And give you the first thought here. And simple, four simple little thoughts today about things that are perfected only through patience. This perfect work of patience. Luke chapter 8 and verse, beginning in verse number 4. It's the parable of the sower. Notice as it says, "And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, 'He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.' And his disciples asked him, saying, 'What might this parable be?' And he said, 'Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they may not understand.' Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, and then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection." Boy, that's the day and age we're living in today for sure. But it says in verse 15, "But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience." First thing that is perfected only through patience is simply our faith. Faith is, of course, we know that the Bible definition of it. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen? We believe in God. Now listen, we with patience wait for that day when we'll have the opportunity to see our Savior face to face. Amen? It seems like that we can look to that and we can thrill at the thought of that. But boy, we sure do struggle day in and day out walking this thing of faith in this life. Trusting God to work things through in our life. Being able to grow in the Lord and become everything that He wants us to be. And that's all a work of faith, a perfecting work in our life that comes only by patience. It doesn't happen just overnight. Boy, wouldn't it be good if when you got saved, God just perfected you at that moment? Amen. And you wouldn't have anything to worry about anymore. That'd be great. Amen. But it just ain't that way. Know what happens? You get saved, and then you begin to realize what a dirtbag you are. Amen. And then you begin to realize how much work there is involved in it. Amen. And that's why some people just quit and walk away. Why? Because they don't have enough patience to just wait on the Lord. And listen, friend, I tell people all the time, God's world is wrapped up in revealing Himself to us. That's what He wants to do. He doesn't want you to wonder about Him and just have it be a pie in the sky thing. Well, I don't know. I'll waffle all the time about this. No, He wants you to know who He is. He wants you to experience who He is. How does that come? Through faith. And it only comes as we patiently endure and wait on Him. That's how it happens. Amen. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Look over there real quick. And the Apostle Paul, of course, the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul here, Romans chapter 8, verse number 16. "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Thank God for that. Amen. "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together." Amen. Looking for that day. "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of Him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Amen. And as I just said, it would be great if God saved us and perfected us at that very moment. But no, the day's coming. Amen. And we just need to patiently wait on it. Our God is worthy of us serving Him. Amen. He's worthy of us waiting on Him and patiently watching Him work in our lives. Amen. We struggle so bad in this thing of our faith. And really being what we ought to be. Romans chapter 15, just a few pages over. Romans chapter 15 and verse number 1. Notice what it says. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Amen. And thank God for the Word that He gave us too. Amen. When He saved us, He didn't just leave us. He gave us His book. Amen. And as we patiently trust this book and wait, we see God reveal Himself to us more and more and more. Amen. Oh, how important this thing about faith in our lives. How am I going to grow in faith? How am I going to become strong in faith? How am I going to? Through patience. That's it. No other way, man. I'm sure through the years, preacher, all these people that come to you through the years, and how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? How many times you have to tell them, you just got to wait. You got to have patience. Amen. How many times in marriage counseling? I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit again, but how many times? Just have patience. Just wait. Amen. Don't do something stupid. Amen. Have patience. Hebrews chapter 6. Look over there real quick. Hebrews chapter 6. The biggest struggle we have in our faith is doubt. Doubt is a faith killer. Amen. When we begin to question or withdraw from God because we don't understand it all, it just kills faith. The only way that we can grow in our faith is to have patience. Hebrews chapter 6, I love this little passage here, beginning in verse 9. It says, "But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward His name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise." Amen. It's faith is all about patience. It's all about waiting on God and trusting God. We can get into all the scriptures about waiting on the Lord. Amen. My uncle was preaching the day I got saved, and he was preaching Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. And that's what happens as we patiently wait on Him. Hebrews chapter 10, notice what it says over here, verse 35. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. It says, "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence." Boy, oh boy, that's a good one to just stop and thought, just meditate on that. "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." Amen. Just obey Him. Just follow Him. Just trust Him. Have patience, and then you're going to see the blessing of God. Amen. But you got to have patience. Faith can't grow without patience. It's like setting a garden out there. You plant it, amen. The Holy Spirit's planted in your life. But it's got to be watered. It takes time, amen. for it to grow up. That's the way our faith is. But don't quit on it. Don't cast away your confidence in it. Amen. Trust Him. Faith. The only way to perfect faith in our life is through patience. Secondly, James chapter 1, we can turn right just a couple pages over right there where we started. James chapter 1, verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Second is the trial of your faith. Not just faith, but the trying of your faith. There's a difference when you're just walking by faith and when your faith is being tried. Man, it's a tough thing. Look over to 1 Peter chapter 1 real quick. 1 Peter chapter 1. When our faith is tried, the only thing that will make us come out on top side is to have patience. No other way. Here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 6, look at verse number 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen we love, in whom though now we see Him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Amen. Do you understand? I don't know how we can comprehend this, but God says that the trying of our faith is much more precious than gold that perishes. We look to things in this world as things that are valuable and things that mean a lot. We look to gold. I mean, people today buying up gold. Why? Because that's something that is going to retain its value. It's something that's going to be worth. It's going to be even worth greater as the years go by. But we look at that and God says, you know what? The trying of your faith is much more precious than that gold that perishes. Because one day it's going to perish and be done away with. But you know what? As we go through the trying of our faith, we have patience to wait on our God to help us through those times of trying. What we're doing is we're saying, God, I'm totally dependent upon you. I can't. There's nothing I can do. When we make those hasty decisions, it's because we don't have patience. Because we're not trying to have patience and wait on God. The trying of your faith, this young man that I told you I was going to mention, just passed away here actually a week ago today. Going through some trying times in his life, going through a trial in their marriage. Him and his wife had been separated a couple times. But he had gone through a time where he just had his second back surgery. He had bad back and he's out of work. And you see, when all of those things begin to pile up on your life, and your faith is being tried, it is not time to make quick decisions. It's time to wait on the Lord, to have patience, and trust that He'll be true to His Word. You got to. At this time of the year again, we just heard yesterday that if you watch the news or anything, that guy that milked all those people out of their money, Madoff, they found his son yesterday morning. 2 years from the day his dad was convicted, he took his life. Why? Because of all the scandal that was around it and everything, because of his dad's in prison for, here's probably a heathen, lost individual, but why do people make those hasty decisions like that? Because they don't have patience and trust. Trust in a God that can help them through it all. Amen. You and I that sit here today, if I asked you the question, how many of you all are saved, probably this whole auditorium would raise your hand. You have the earnest, the down payment. You have the Holy Spirit that lives in you. Just have patience. So wait on God and let God work through your life when those trying times come. What are you going to do when you lose a loved one, lose a family member? There's people in this church that lost people, lost family members in your life. There's people that end up quitting on God and walking away. Last year, we had a real tragedy in our church. We had four young men that were killed in a vehicle accident. And I carry a picture of them in my Bible of each of those four young men. Great young men, every one of them. Great young men. The one, the oldest one, the one who was driving the vehicle, and they didn't do anything wrong. They were driving down the road. A car in front of them was swerving, weaving back and forth, texting on his phone, weaving back and forth in the road. And they came into a big sweeping curve as they were coming into town. They just got done with work. They all worked together in a landscaping business. And the guy swerved over as they come into that curve, and a semi come around the corner. And the semi tried to swerve to miss him, and the car bounced into the semi, and the semi couldn't right himself. He jackknifed right over top of the truck and killed all four of those boys. Just boom, like that. You talk about a tough time. One family lost their two eldest sons. Their dad's a good friend of mine. Last year, Brother Angel, when I was home in Michigan, I was hoping to hunt for a couple days. And I went out hunting a couple days, but what happened was I didn't know it, but that dad was going to be there at the place where I was going to hunt. And he met me in the morning and said, can I sit with you? I said, sure. So we didn't do much hunting, but we did a lot of crying and did a lot of talking and just a lot of trying to encourage. There's tough times going to come. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when your faith is tried? Are you going to have patience to wait on the Lord? Are you going to make some stupid decision? Are you going to make a bad decision? You get into a time of a struggle in your marriage, and you're going through a hard time that your faith is being tested and tried. What are you going to do? You going to listen to a preacher? You're going to listen to the Word. You're going to listen to the Holy Spirit in you that's telling you the right thing to do. Amen. Nobody ever goes out and does anything can't say that Holy Spirit's not telling them the right thing to do. Amen. But the oldest young man there that was killed in that accident, he was married. He was a graduate of our Bible college. The first couple years of the college, when I was the vice president of the college, he was my right arm, really. He transferred. He was out of Brother Biggs' church up in Petoskey, and he had been going to Crown, and he transferred as soon as we started the college there. And I knew he was very skillful with his hands and with his labor and everything. And he had won a electrical competition across the United States and a plumbing competition and all that. So I went to him and I said, "Hey, Danny, would you consider?" Even the possibility of helping me with these buildings here. I got four buildings to maintain. We don't have staff to do it. And I said, I can't do anything financially for you. I said, I hate to even ask you. All I can do is I could give you, room and board and pay tuition and all that. But I really can't pay. He said, I'd be honored to, Brother Martin. And he helped me for 2 years doing it. He's probably the most helpful young man that I've ever seen in my life, especially in our church there. But just a great young man. Got married a gal in the church that or a gal from the college that had come to the college through another church in New York. But just stop and think about this. The day that they were killed, the very next day, they were supposed to go in, him and his wife. His wife found out she was pregnant. And they had been waiting for this day. They were going to go in and they were supposed to find out if the baby was going to be a boy or girl. Well, you talk about a tough time to go through. Been married for 2.5 years. They got all their life ahead of them. Now, how in the world are you going to make it? How in the world are you going to make it? She had that baby in January, this past January. He's a cute little boy. His name's Mark. And she named him at the name that her husband had picked out if they had a boy. And I'm telling you, she has been such a tower of strength. A young lady, 24, 25 years of age, but has been a tower of strength. How can that happen? There's only one way. Patiently waiting on the Lord. Trusting His Word that all things work together for good. Amen. You say, but Brother Martin, you don't understand what I'm going through right now. Have you lost your husband? Have you lost your two children? Have you lost your... Hey, there ain't a one of them who quit. Matter of fact, preacher got him up on the platform a year from the day when it... Well, the Sunday after that the accident had happened. And I wasn't there, but my wife said they had such a sweet time in church. As preacher got him up and he said, I want to thank you. You two families, for showing us how to deal with hardships and trials. For loving God and not quitting on God. Amen. You say, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know the stress that's on me. You don't know the pressure that's on me. No, you don't understand the Holy Spirit, that power that He has in your life and how He can help you to make it through that. If you just patiently wait on Him. Patience. It's not something that we just talk about and laugh about and kid about. And we do, but it's not something. It is very, very vital for you and your life and me and my life. One of the only ways we'll ever develop patience is in the trying of our faith. That's when we develop it. We don't always understand everything. I think about the Apostle Paul there in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He said, get this thorn in the flesh out of my life. God, please take it away. Get it away from me. Lord said, wait a minute. You don't need me to take that thing away. You need to believe that my grace is sufficient. Amen. How many of you believe that God's saving grace is going to take you to heaven? Amen. And how many of you believe God's grace is sufficient for you in the trials you're going through in this life? Not as many hands went up that time. Oh, it can get me to heaven, but I don't know if it can get me through this life or not. Amen. And we're just being honest. Amen. But the truth of the matter is we don't understand how very vital this thing about patience is in our life. The trying of our faith. It's through patience that it works its perfecting work. Romans chapter 15, we already looked at. Look back there real quick. I'll just give you these last two thoughts. I'm just going to throw them at you and I'll be done. Romans chapter 15, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit more in the morning service. Romans chapter 15, and I mentioned it just a few moments ago, but chapter 15, verse number 5, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The third thing that's perfected only by patience is your relationships with family and friends. Only way your relationships will ever be perfected is through patience. Man, every one of you know. Man, you husbands and wives, there are times when you want to knock each other out. Come on now, don't get pious with me this morning. Come on. I mean, you get so frustrated with one another, you say, good night, if this is what it's all about. And you all don't even know about that yet, Jan and Jake. They're still on the honeymoon. Amen. The truth of the matter is, all of us still ought to be on the honeymoon. Amen. But the truth is, we struggle. We struggle. How many times, preacher, have people sat in your office, couples, struggling in their marriage, and you try to get them to just have patience and wait. This thing will work itself out. And somebody makes a stupid decision. Boom, they're gone. Family's broken up. Heartaches, heartbreak galore. Why? Because you wouldn't have patience. He says, the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one to another. He's the God of patience. Amen. And He wants you to experience that also. Now, wait a minute. If He's the God of patience, how many of you believe that you have a part of Him living within you? If you're saved, born again, you have the Holy Spirit that lives in you. You have the capability to be able to be patient. Amen. What is that verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13? that God will not tempt us above that we are able, but will with the temptation also provide a way of escape that you may be able to bear. What's it talking about? Hey, just wait. Just have patience. God's going to provide a way out of the situation that you're in if you'll just trust Him. Amen. But you've got to have patience to trust Him. Relationships are only strengthened through patience. How many times do people quit in a relationship and give up on it because they don't have enough patience? Because they get offended. Wake up, man. That's part of life. Amen. How many of you can raise your hand and say, I have never been offended in my life? You raise your hand. I didn't think so. Why? Because we're human. Amen. Because we're sinners. Amen. So how in the world are we going to make it? Have patience with one another. Amen. God has sure had patience with us. Amen. How in the world are we going to make it in our relationships? Just have some patience with one another. Amen. He'll help us. He'll help us to be able to make it through that if we'll just have patience. I'll give you the last thought real quick. And look with me, if you would. Oh, let me see here. 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Let me give you this and I'll get out of the way here. 2 Peter chapter number 1. Just what the Apostle Paul was, Peter was saying here. And verse number 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. There ain't no way we're going to be godly if we can't have patience first. Amen. God didn't just put those in there just in any random order that He wanted to put them in there. He put them in there the way they have to go. If we're ever going to get to the place to live godly and be what we ought to be, we got to have patience. Amen. Patience, godliness, and godliness, brotherly kindness, and hey, there's that relationship, and to brotherly kindness, charity. Hey, that love. You can't love people if you can't have patience with people. Amen. And he said, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. Amen. What's the last thing? The perfecting work of patience, it only comes through, the growth and the example that we leave only comes through patience. The example that we leave behind, the growth in this Christian life, it only comes through patience. If we can't get that thing down, there ain't no way we're going to make it if we can't get that thing down. We think about Romans chapter 5. Another familiar passage, Romans chapter 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by great faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. And experience hope. Man, you can't get to the level of experience you need to get to if you can't have patience. Amen. How do we have hope and trust in God? How is our faith strengthened? How do we grow and leave behind the example we ought to leave? By patience. You're not going to have patience, it ain't going to come forth. It ain't going to come true. And I could give you a ton of scriptures that I have here this morning, but I just wanted to try to get us to stop and think for a few moments this morning about this thing about patience. Boy, it's a virtue that every one of us. And we laugh and we cut up and we say, oh man, patience, I ain't got that. That's a virtue I don't have. But we ought not make that much light and fun of it. Because it's a very important thing. Because when you get into that trying of your faith, and you haven't tried to work on that thing about patience, you're going to make some bad decisions. Amen. When it comes to trusting God or finding the easy way out, if you don't learn to develop patience in your life, you're going to take an easy way out. And you're going to find out later that wasn't the easy way out is not the best way out. Amen. You've got to be awful careful about the decisions you make. How can I
How can I grow and develop in that? Only one way. You say, man, that's a hard way. Man, that's a hard lesson to learn. It sure is. But it's the best lesson to learn. Patience. Patience. Let patience have her perfect work. Father, thank you for the privilege to be able to be here this morning. Just speak a few moments on the subject that I believe everyone that sits in this auditorium, in this room, would say that we struggle with, God. Father, you're such a wonderful God. Such a loving God. Lord, help us to have patience, to trust you, so that our faith can be strengthened, so that when our faith is tried, we can see you. Lord, so that our relationships can come to fruition and be what you want them to be. Father, so we can leave behind the example we need to. Lord, help us to be children of patience. In Jesus' name I pray.